Good morning, this is Debonair Radio, broadcasting to Devon from studios in Exeter on 450 metres, that's 666 kilohertz medium wave, and in stereo on 95.8 megahertz VHF. In a moment, national and international news from Independent Radio News in London, which will be followed by Devon Dawn, Debonair's breakfast show. Debonair Radio, independent local radio for Devon, serving your community with news, music, entertainment and information.
On the Hour, Debonair Radio News.
It's 6 o'clock, this is Douglas Cameron. Union leaders are warning Margaret Thatcher that she's facing a winter of discontent just like Jim Callaghan by trying to force a pay limit on local authority workers. The government's made it clear that 2 million workers can expect no more than 6% in the current pay round. And it looks like being the limit for millions more in the civil service, health service and state industries. The civil service unions are accusing the Thatcher government of declaring war on the whole public sector. And the leader of the Public Employees Union, Alan Fisher, says it's not right that these workers should suffer because of Mrs. Thatcher's economic incompetence.
The government has got its own problems, but they're of their own creation. They've let inflation remain at a level of over 16% at the present moment. They are in charge of the economy. They seem to be making a pretty shocking job of it. And I think it's quite wrong that those who work in our public services should be the victims of those policies. It isn't the public service workers who've got to be blamed for the present situation. It's the government. And we don't see any reason why the government should impose their failures on those who work in our essential services.
Senior members of President Carter's administration are bracing themselves for the biggest spy scandal to shake America since the war. Peter Dealey reports from Washington that some White House officials are under suspicion as Soviet spies.
At least three, possibly up to six members of President Carter's administration are known to be under investigation by the Justice Department for alleged spying on behalf of the Russians. Former CIA agent David Barnett has already been exposed as a Soviet spy. Barnett and three others are said to have been paid $255,000 for passing on priceless information. The revelations have shaken American intelligence. They're being made by Washington Post columnist Jack Anderson, who also claims that a Soviet mole may have penetrated the highest levels of the U.S. government and has access to White House secrets. Anderson says it's the biggest spy scandal to hit America in over 40 years. Peter Dealey, IRN, in Washington.
A British homosexual tourist will appear in a Californian immigration court today to challenge the law that excludes self-confessed gays from entering the United States. As Roger Finnegan reports from San Francisco, the case could lead to a change in the law.
33-year-old London art restorer Carl Hill, boyfriend of Michael Mason, the editor of Britain's Gay News, was detained by U.S. immigration at San Francisco Airport earlier this week when he openly declared himself homosexual. Under current American laws, those are grounds for refusing him entry. Today's hearing marks the beginning of a vital test case through which American gays hope to establish that no one's sex life should keep them out of the USA. Hill is committed to winning.
I'd love very much to live my life without having to worry about other people being phobic about my sexual preferences. It really doesn't matter what one does in bed. It's what one does elsewhere that counts.
The landmark case could take up to 3 years. Roger Finnegan, IRN, San Francisco.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past six.
It's great to be a part of Devon.
It's Friday, November the 7th. Good morning, and welcome to your first day with Debonair Radio, 450 metres medium wave and 95.8 stereo VHF. My name's Bob Kingsley, and it's my pleasure to be with you every weekday morning from 6 till 9 with Devon Dawn.
Here comes the sun.
We've waited a long time for this, haven't we? Just coming up to 7 minutes past six, and that's George Harrison, and Here Comes the Sun. Starting off, Devon Dawn, for the first time on Debonair. Nice to have you along. I'm here till 9 o'clock this morning. And after the Nolans, I'll give you a few clues as to what's coming up in the programme. That's the Nolans, and Gonna Pull Myself Together. It's 9 minutes past six on Devon Dawn with me, Bob Kingsley, on Devonair.
Isn't it exciting? Our first day's transmissions on 450 metres medium wave and 95.8 in stereo VHF. If you had your tape machines rolling, I hope it all recorded okay. Now, on the programme, as per usual, every weekday on Monday to Friday, we'll have news, sport and weather on the hour and the half hour. The Farmer's Forecast at 6.15, that's in about 5 minutes' time, will give you the weather and also some information. And then at 7.15, travel information, and that comes up again at a quarter to eight, quarter past eight and a quarter to nine. What the Papers Say with Keith Cooper at 20 to eight and 20 to nine. And the Yesteryear Competition. This is a chance for you to phone in on Exeter 30121. Not yet. That's at about 10 to seven and 10 to eight. Yesteryear Competition. I give you a maximum of four clues, and you have to try and guess what the year is. Now, the more clues that you have to get before you answer the questions correctly, then the less you win. So obviously, if you get it on the first clue, you win yourself a hit album. If you don't get it on the first clue, then we go down to clue number two, and you only get four singles, and so on to clue number four. That's at about 10 to 7, but of course, at the moment, it's just past 10 past 6, so in a few moments' time, we'll have an oldie, and then the Farmer's Forecast.
Why do so many people take their Talbots to Reddings? Have you heard about Reddick's Super Service? You just can't get a better deal. And when you book in, you get a lucky supercard too, which could mean you get your service absolutely free or win one of our many other super prizes. Super Service. Book in today. Ring Exeter 31262. 31262. Super Service.
The Whitewood Shop.
Excellent offer from the Whitewood Shop Exeter. Solid pine dining chairs for just $19.95. That's right, $19.95. And you get a free seat cushion too, while stocks last. Don't miss this limited offer on pine dining chairs at the Whitewood Shop now.
For furnishing so good in most any kind of wood, let me tell you where to get it. The Whitewood Shop.
4th Street, Exeter.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of chicken going on. We're Kentucky Fried Chicken. Baby, you can't go wrong.
Come on, everybody, and get down to your local Kentucky Fried Chicken store. Right now, we're giving away free Devonair car stickers with every purchase of our tasty beans or coleslaw salad with your delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken and French fries. The offer's available while stocks last, so don't forget now.
Tuck in the Kentucky Fried Chicken, baby.
Thank you for all the cards and letters that we've received over the past couple of weeks. We'll be reading some of those out between now and 9 o'clock, but right now, here's Carol.
I stayed out late one night.